Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light.
That's Benny King bringing us back one of the classic 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Dini is our guest, our good friend, author of the award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World, and the soon-to-be award-winning book, Your Exit Map, Navigating the Boom or Bust. I'm sure that's going to be an award-winning any minute now, and he's our good friend. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
And we're talking about baby boomers and in the fourth quarter of their careers and what's going to happen after that. You gave us a little tour of what you thought was going on with corporate America. I deal with the younger generations in corporate America, and it's different. When I say different, I'm not saying bad or worse, but it's different from dealing with their forebears, the boomers who I worked for before them.
No,
it's quite a bit different. And I don't just mean that the way they do business. I just mean there's certain things that it takes to run a business and to sustain it. And I'm not sure corporate America is going to have that kind of special sauce going forward. I'm seriously concerned about it.
Well, I think you're right to be concerned, Jim. There's a difference in value systems. There's a difference in interpersonal contact.
Ethics. And I don't mean, and when I say ethics, I don't mean that they're unethical. I just think they don't have the same ethical education. What do you think?
I think that could be true. That's a tough one, and I know you've got a book coming out that I can't wait to see. But, you know, their whole attitude towards business, and that includes business ethics, is different. It's not a life. Mm-hmm. It's a way to make a living. And it's far less important as a way to make a living than it is for the boomers, where my business is my life.
Well, and we have to overlay with all this the things that motivate people. You and I were motivated for, we wanted a nice house. We wanted our kids to have a good education. We liked nice cars. We liked our stuff, didn't we? We were motivated for that. We were motivated to be successful, to grow and to expand and those kinds of things. These younger generations don't have that same drive.
That competitive attitude of the boomers is evidenced a lot in our stuff,
mm-hmm.
what we can show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody said to me a couple of months ago, our grandchildren will be talking to each other, and they'll go, did you know Grandma and Grandpa used to go out and spend a year's salary on an automobile, and it depreciated by 35% the day they bought it, and then they only used it 4% at the time?
And the other one said, didn't they know about Uber?
Yeah, right. Yeah, they'd rather rent than own because it's easier to change. You know, ride sharing is, you know, I just had somebody told me a story about their daughter living in New York City. And she said, I sold my car. And I said, why did you sell your car? And she said, because I Uber and Lyft everywhere. She said, and every couple of weeks I want to drive out of the city and I go outside. And I can't remember where I left the damn car. It's parked somewhere.
Right. Well, and the housing situation. See, this is going to be, in my opinion, this is going to be one of the biggest shifts that goes on out there is who's going to buy the McMansions?
I don't think they are. The issue
that's the reason I predicted ghost town subdivisions across America.
I think you're right. One of the things that's happening out here, I don't think it's happening, well, maybe by you it is, but not up in the Northeast, is we have builders here building subdivisions of several hundred houses, and none of them are for sale.
Just to rent.
They're all rentals, an
yep.
entire subdivision
yep.
of rentals.
Yep.
Because the next generations don't want to be tied down.
Do you think that's going to shift? Do you think when the millennials get into their 40s, fully fledged in their 40s, they'll change?
It might. I mean, the millennials
Are they just taking longer to grow up, or is this fixed?
Well, a lot of it was the Great Recession.
That's true. And the education loans.
They came out into a lousy job market. A lot of them came out into a terrible job market.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the stats because, you know, I follow this stuff. And they are much slower, like 5, 6, 7 years slower to get married, to have children, to buy a house. So, I mean, that's a big generation. That's 80 million people. That may pick up later in life. But right now, they're not showing an interest in all those things that the boomers rushed out to do.
I owned my first house at 22.
Yeah, I wasn't much older.
Right out of the Army. I never considered doing anything else.
Right. Home ownership was, but it's not anymore.
I built my first house at 27, but it never occurred. And even though that was a little unusual, it wasn't that unusual.
No, do I want a mortgage payment, or would I rather go rock climbing in Colorado this mm-hmm. weekend?
Well, the here's the difference, though. You and I both know my mortgage payment wound up being a whole lot less than my rent would have been, ultimately.
Sure.
See, that's the reason why renting is a bad investment.
But, you know, with credit cards being issued like the day you turn 18.
Yeah.
And all these kids, I haven't hired an assistant in my business in 15 years who wasn't paying off credit card debt.
Yeah, or education. I've hired...
Right.
And
they all have education.
I've had employees with $40,000 worth. Yeah, they owned a house.
Yeah, they owned a house.
When we come back, we're going to overlay all these things that John's been telling us about over what you got to do to sell your business to some of these kids, some of these young people. And that's coming up after the break. John Deeney. John, I need your website quickly, please.
The new one is Your Exit Map. It goes with the book, and it's got a lot of free tools on it.
It's good stuff, folks. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Quick break. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.